This is going to be a dumb game. It's the homophone game.
Okay. All right.
Words that sound the same but are two different things have two different meanings. Some have different origins.
Different spellings.
Etc. So I'm going to read a sentence and you have to buzz in and say the word that is missing. And then spell the word as it is used appropriately.
Okay. We're all experts at this.
Yes. This is something that all of you have complained about other people getting wrong.
Mm-hmm. We should get everyone right.
Okay. You should. Keep track of your points. Which homophone completes this sentence? One is singular, blank is a pair.
Kelly.
Steve.
Kelly.
One is singular, two is a pair. T-W-O.
Correct. For Kelly.
I thought it was two.
Whoa.
Like, that would have been pretty bad if you get that one wrong, right? Mm-hmm. Which one completes this sentence? I'm stopping by the library, so I hope blank open.
Maitland.
Steve.
Maitland.
It's I-T apostrophe S.
Incorrect.
Steve.
Steve. Steve.
There. T-H-E-Y apostrophe R-E.
Correct. I mean, you might have been technically correct, but it's not what we were looking for. Mm. Judges? Sorry.
It's has no homophone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There it is.
It's with or without the apostrophe, but yeah, I guess you're right.
Complete this sentence. Excuse me. Sorry.
Bless you.
My breath was too deep and it caused a coughing fit. So things are great.
Yep.
You need to bring blank permission slip to attend the field trip.
Hot wings.
Hot wings.
Your. Y-O-U-R.
Correct.
We are blowing people's minds right now.
We're so good at this.
Well.
You guys are.
The popular kids are well-known blank in school. The popular kids are a well-known blank in school.
Kelly.
Maybe it is. Kelly.
Crew. C-R-E-W.
As opposed to?
Maitland.
C-R-U-E with a little umlaut above it. There. Yeah. The motley one.
They're not motley.
Maitland, did you buzz in?
Yeah.
Why don't you go ahead?
Click. C-L-I-Q-U-E instead of C-L-I-C-K.
Correct!
Nice! Yes. No, that's
back
a good
on the board.
Pull.
Sweet
back
redemption.
On the board. Yes.
Everyone keeping track of their scores, by the way?
Homophone. Uh-huh.
Yeah,
I got one.
Everybody has one.
All,
one yeah.
All the points.
Everybody has one?
Everybody has one, yeah.
Except you and Tommy.
I am the show host of the game.
You're not. Yeah.
That's how you robots are. Say it.
I am not an alien. Prince William is the blank to the throne.
Hot wings.
Steve.
Hot wings.
Heir. H-E-I-R.
Correct. I really wanted you to say A-I-R.
Or hair.
Ooh, that'd have been fun.
Yeah.
The bride's father walked her down the...
Kelly.
Aisle. A-I-S-L-E.
Correct. Not the aisle. I-S-L-E. That is also
or the
possible.
I apostrophe L-L.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
I will. Aisle.
I didn't think of that one.
Yes. Good one, Steve.
Wow. This is a stupid fun game. What are we? NPR? But wait, there's more.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, don't tell me. That's what it's called.
Yeah. Mm. The air is fresh here.
My Halloween costume this year is a...
Kelly. Witch. W-I-T-C-H.
Correct.
Oh.
Wow.
That
You're really
like,
good at this.
Thanks.
Yeah.
I can read. It's a weird flex.
You are
the
most prolific reader, so this might be a factor here.
Yeah.
It's the homophone game. I kindly will blank the invitation to their party.
Maitland.
Steve.
Maitland.
Kelly.
Accept. A-C-C-E-P-T.
Correct.
Woo.
Maitland two. Kelly
two.
Two.
No, I got three.
Three. Yeah, I was going to say, I thought you might have three.
Big reader.
Big reader, yeah.
B-R-E, big reader energy.
Yeah. Accelerated reader.
Thank you, right.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I just threw everybody right back into high school or in middle school with accelerated reader.
Mm-hmm. Right. I need a blank around halfway through work.
Hot wings.
Hot wings.
Steve. Reach. R-E-A-C-H.
As opposed to R-E-E-C-H.
That is not what they're looking for.
Darn it,
Steve. Notice I didn't say that's not what I'm looking for.
I'd like to give you a reach around point.
You had me at everything before point. Just kidding. Steve.
Break. B-R-E-A-K. Not B-R-A-K-E.
Correct.
Brown noser.
Suck up.
Your research paper needs to blank your sources.
Kelly.
Hot Steve. Wings.
Kelly.
Site. S-I-T-E.
Incorrect.
Steve was next. Steve was next.
Oh, Hot Wings was totally next.
Maitland, who was next?
Hot Wings.
Hot Wings.
Site. C-I-T-E.
Correct.
Oh, an accelerated reader next to me.
I'm a pretty prolific reader.
And then I spelled it the second time, and I spelled it wrong the second time, too.
I mean, the only time the word site gets used is in text on all the bibliographies.
Look, I am the type of person that never checks my sources, obviously. Or should I say cites my sources?
Do your research.
Yeah, I don't.
I wonder blank backpack was left here.
Steve.
Kelly.
Steve.
Who's W-H-O-S-E instead of W-H-O apostrophe S?
Correct! This one's easy. I am unsure blank she'll show up or not.
Hot Wings.
Hot Wings.
Weather. W.
Steve.
Kelly, 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 Kelly.
E-T-H-E-R.
Incorrect.
Steve.
Steve, Kelly.
Was it Steve?
I'm sorry, yeah. Steve.
W-H-E-T-H-E-R.
Oh, correct.
Totally left out that first H.
Such a stupid H.
Prolific reader over here.
Accelerated reader.
Weather. Yeah.
Weather.
It's the homophone game. Words that sound the same but mean different things and are spelled differently in many cases.
Are we at or yet?
No. No. Ryan is much taller. Blank.
Hot Wings.
His brother.
Steve.
Steve is after Hot Wings.
Van, T-H-A-N.
Correct! I struggle with Van and Then, even though right now I can say, well, Then means time.
Well, they're not really homophones. You pronounce them different. It's Than and Then.
Yep. Barry, Barry.
Yeah. Like, those are different words.
Mm-hmm. But they mess up people the same way.
They do. But not true homophones.
Be patient and... Blank.
Kelly.
Hot Wings.
Kelly.
Wait. W-A-I-T.
Incorrect.
Damn it.
Hot Wings.
Well, I was going to say wait as well.
Yeah, say Chivon.
Copy everything I do.
Yeah, maybe I'll say it with different inflections. W.
And Chivon.
A-I-T.
Incorrect. I was looking for W-E-I-G-H-T. No, I'm not. Be patient. And blank with me.
Kelly.
I'm sorry. You've already buzzed in.
After they try.
Okay.
The stupid readers. Just kidding.
I'll take it. It took me 5 years to finish a book about David Spade's life. It's an easy read.
Sounds heady.
It took me longer than his life.
Yeah.
Steve or Maitland, be patient and blank with me.
Can I?
Maitland.
Five. Okay, Maitland.
Sleep.
No.
Okay.
Weird default. Steve? Five. Four.
Read.
Three. Two. One. No. I mean, was that your real answer?
Yeah.
Oh, let me check read. Nope. Bleep, blop, bloop. Nope. Great, Kelly.
Great homophone. Home. Whatever. Phobe.
Don't call him that.
Yeah, sorry. B. B-E. Instead of B-E-E.
Incorrect.
God dang it. Be patient and blank with me.
Mm-hmm.
Maitland.
Kelly. Maitland.
So. S-E-W.
Kelly, Kelly,
no.
Kelly.
Instead of S-O.
No. Oh. Kelly.
Lay. L-A-Y. No. Oh, my God.
As opposed to L-E-I. Like, welcome to Hawaii.
Yes.
Hey, flower neck. Be patient.
Be patient. Steve. And
Steve.
Eight.
No. Well, it's something someone might say if they're running behind and you are on time, and they'd say, I'm sorry, blank
Maitland.
With me. Maitland.
Hot wings.
Bear. But I don't know which one. B-E-A-R?
You think it's like the animal?
No, B-A-R-E. Bear with me. I never know which one to use in that one. A-R-E.
You think it's that one?
Yes.
What maybe? Are you going to question it no matter what you say if I answer with, do you think it's that one?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, no, it's B-A-Y-E-R, like the aspirin.
Oh, yes. It is bear. B-E-A-R, like the animal.
That was tricky what you did there, though, free beer.
Thanks.
You tricked her. You were on the right path, Malin, and then he looked at you and he was like, are you sure you want to do it after the animal bear? Yeah.
And then I did it after the other one, too, and, so yeah, just never know. I'm shy, so I don't like reading blank. They're getting harder, aren't they?
Smut.
It's, well, you read that again? I'm lazy, so I don't like reading
blank. I'm shy, so I don't like reading blank.
Maitland.
Aloud.
Steve.
A-L-O-U-D.
Correct, Maitland.
Nice.
The cat played with blank toy string.
Maitland. There. T-H-E-I-R.
While that would work, it is not acceptable.
Lame.
Hot wings.
Well, shoot. That's what I was going to say. I almost said the S. The other S word, too.
That's a homophone, too. You can use the not
I don't
form.
Know. I can't think of something.
Kelly or Steve?
The cat what?
The cat played with blank toy string.
Kelly?
Oh, Steve.
Kelly.
That doesn't make sense. Wood?
With wood
toy string.
String.
Hot wings.
W-O-O-D?
Nope. Steve?
It's I-T-S.
Correct, Steve.
No, what? We just said that that's not a thing.
Well, I guess it is.
Yes, it is.
Sucks to suck, right?
Oh, this game is so misleading.
How many points does everyone have?
100.
I have 4.
I have 3.
5.
So I think I have 3.
You're lying, Steve.
I am not lying.
I'm going to check the record.
I try on my clothes before I blank out them. Kelly.
Steve.
I-B-U-Y.
You seem very unsure of yourself now.
Well, then I started thinking, what other ways do you say bye? And then I was like, oh, yeah, okay, B-Y-E. So I thought that while I was spelling B-U-Y out.
You are correct.
Yes, thank you.
Yes.
Look at 4.
Would you have accepted wear for that also?
Nope.
That's what I was going to say.
I try on my clothes before I wear them.
Makes more sense.
I mean, you'd be, if you try them on, you're
right.
You're wearing them.
Trying
them
on, wear them out.
Trying them on is just trying them on. Wearing them is wearing them.
Yeah.
It's two totally different things.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah. It is. I agree, but no.
The old saying goes, try before you wear.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah. Right. That is what they say.
Age old.
Yeah.
The rain came down in a steady blank.
Kelly.
Hot wings.
Or P-O-U-R?
Correct.
What? That's not something anyone's ever said.
Well, it wouldn't come down in a steady P-O-R-E.
Right, but it wouldn't.
Oh, nice face hole. It's so wet here now.
Nobody has ever said, oh, it's coming down in a steady pour.
No, a steady downpour.
Yeah.
Maybe an old person.
Steady stream.
Oh, gross. Is there anything worse?
Pretty steady pour today.
These peasant raindrops. Mm. They're so poor.
Oh, this one's tough. I woke up to the heavy blank on the door.
Hot
Kelly.
Wings.
Hot wings. Remember how quickly you buzzed in and how slowly you're answering? I'm just pointing out the contrast.
He's thinking through.
It's
his
almost like you're trying to get a spot in line. And 5, 4.
Knock. K-N-O-C-K.
As opposed to?
I don't know.
Incorrect. Kelly.
Knock. K-N-O-C-K. As opposed to...
That's the same thing.
I know. I was...
Maitland.
I'm out.
Okay, Maitland.
Beet. B-E-A-T instead of B-E-E-T. Like the food.
Incorrect.
Dang it.
But you're on the right track.
Okay.
It's a synonym for knock. It's also a synonym for a type of music.
Hot wings.
Hot wings.
Oh. Maitland.
Well,
Steve,
rap.
I woke up to a heavy blank on the door.
Kelly.
I said W-R-A-P.
Incorrect.
What?
Kelly?
Maitland was next.
R-A-P.
incorrect.
What?
But you're closer.
How many raps are there?
Steve, Kelly.
I don't know any other. I'm just going to say a tap at the door, T-A-P.
No. Steve.
Rap. R-A-P. P.
Kelly.
No. Kelly.
What?
Rap, R-A-P-P-E.
No, rappe. No.
It's French.
Rap is the root word.
Maitland?
Maitland?
Rapping? R-A-P-P-I-N-G?
Correct!
Yay!
Oh.
No one's ever said that either.
Rapping on the door?
There is a steady rapping at the door.
See, but you would say like a steady knock at the door. I wouldn't say a steady knocking at the door. I don't know. It sounds weird to me.
Gosh.
Yeah. Let's just we should just never knock or rap on doors in books.
No. Don't ever even come to my house. You need to take related blank to receive your degree.
Kelly?
Kelly.
Well, class? C-L-A-S-S?
Steve.
Which is a homophone for...
Well, there's the classroom that you would go in to learn, and then there is classes like the levels of society.
Steve. Steve.
Okay, that's
Steve.
Wrong, but
they're
I'm...
the same. Steve.
Steve. Steve.
Yeah.
Classes. C-L-A-S-S-E-S.
No, but I see why you thought that. It's another word for classes, though. Like it might be another word for subjects. Hey, what subjects do you have this semester?
Kelly.
Kelly.
Course.
But there's more than one.
Hot wings.
Says.
Hot wings.
C-O-U-R-S-E-S. Courses.
Correct. Double points on this one. She bet all of her winnings on the blank of the dice.
Hot Kelly. Wings.
Kelly.
Roll. R-O-L-L.
Correct.
Yes. I got it.
Triple points. I'll write you a letter on the blank of the hotel I'm staying at.
Kelly.
Okay.
Pad, P-A-D.
As opposed to pad, M-A-X-I dash P-A-D.
Yes, exactly.
Incorrect. Steve.
Stationary. As opposed to
now spell
stationary.
It.
S-T-A-T-I-O-N-A-R-Y.
A-R-Y?
Maitland. Kelly.
Maitland.
Stationary.
Don't you do it.
S-T-A-T-I-O-N-E-R-Y.
Correct.
Oh, that's an evil trick.
You got 3 points for that one, Maitland. Mm-hmm. Accelerated reader.
Last one. This one worth 5 points.
Oh.
Test yourself and see how well you blank on this quiz.
Kelly.
Kelly.
Steve.
Score.
Oh, my God.
Maitland.
I'm going to go ahead and stop you there. No. Steve.
Do D-O instead of D-E-W.
No, but that would absolutely work.
That's what I was going to say.
Maitland.
Hmm. See how well you.
It's a more fancy way of saying it. It's a good place to buy a corn dog.
Steve! Maitland.
Maitland.
Oh, it's my turn.
It's still your turn.
Yeah.
But I appreciate your enthusiasm.
Fair. F-A-R-E.
Incorrect.
Ah.
Wait. Correct.
Yeah.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner. All
Thank
right.
You.